update on Southgate. It is my understanding that as of this past weekend, they have finally finished the renovations in addition to all of the major repairs. The issue now is with it being so cold, there are still people who don't have enough heat. There are still people who need blankets and coats. And so if you're so inclined, I encourage you, please, as a citizen and a resident, if you can afford it, please be willing to donate to the different organizations that are working to help what's happening in our community. We have a lot of folks who, again, affordable housing, utilities, all kinds of things, the COG. There are different organizations that support this community. Sometimes people assume that people are homeless or unhoused, as they say now, or deadbeats. That is not the case. In Brazos County, Chuck.
That was good the second time.
Did I get it? Anyway, in Brazos County, we have people who are working. They're the working poor, but the cost of housing, the cost of living has gone up, and not everyone is fortunate enough to have a well-paying job. So I implore everyone. I know there are several folks in here who are constantly involved with those issues in our community, but there is a need. I am talking now with our emergency management. They're working with Red Cross, with Salvation Army, and other organizations to possibly address the later in the week. You know, we're going to have even worse weather, whether or not we're going to provide or be a part of warming centers. The need is great, so I implore everyone to please be if you have an organization that you work with closely or you just want to give of your time and or your money, I implore everyone who can to please help out. The need in Brazos County is great, and it is important as citizens when we help reach out and help others. As people used to tell me, you reach back and you bring someone forward. So I implore you to please help out in Brazos County. We can't always assume that everything is wonderful for everyone, because it is not.